Thursday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're doing Hilchos Brachos, we're in Siman Nun.
I've been looked up, I googled taste buds. There are taste buds in the esophagus, the upper esophagus.
Where?
The upper part of your throat, there are taste buds and the epiglottis.
Epiglottis is after the esophagus? On the way down?
Yeah, so it blocks off where the trachea is. So in the throat, there are taste buds.
So maybe Hanoz Grono means that.
Most of the taste buds are in the tongue. But there's the tongue, the palate, and there is in the upper throat area.
Okay. So it's at least possible that Hanoz Grono is also talking about taste. Is there a kind of taste that only those pick up?
It used to be thought that, but I think it's not that way. I think that all tastes are picked up.
So it's just more taste. So then why do you have to swallow it to have a maisa achila? Because tasting is not a maisa achila. And the mouth is not a maisa achila. Maisa achila comes only when you swallow it. That's a maisa achila. But hanoz grono could mean taste buds, taste. But it's not a maisa achila until you swallow it. Okay, shkoyach. So Siman Nun, we learned Sif Yud. I said it after Ma'ariv one night, but I don't know if we learned it here. Shochach v'chnesaych lo techpibu lo yibrochim udover shafim yaflito lo yanimus yaflito lo toch yodu v'yivarech olov. You should make a bracha because you didn't swallow it yet. But you should not make a bracha with it in your mouth. Lo yivarech olov odu b'piv v'shem tuchsiv yimali pita lo secha. So you should therefore spit it out if it doesn't get spoiled. The mudavar shemeflito yenimas, and I'll have to throw it out. Kivin shosol abed eichlin, you can't just throw out food, even though he didn't make a bracha on it. So in that case, you have no choice. So you don't want to swallow it without a bracha. That's wrong. So the best of the bad options is to make a bracha with something in your mouth. Not to spit it out, which would ruin it, because then it's nimas. Not to swallow without a bracha. So the best of three not good options, the best of them all is to make a bracha with it in your mouth. Masalka bepivlet sarechad, mavarech olav with it in your mouth. V'mirulay came b'mashkin, that you can't do that. She'evshalay l'salka l'saracher, most of the time. The truth is, sometimes you could if there's not such a big amount. If there's a small amount of liquid in your mouth, you could make a bracha even doing that with liquid also. Azai, im yesh lo od mashkin, yiflot eilu le'ibud. I guess mashkin is not such a big question of ibud ochlin. It's cheap, it's not so significant. Maybe if it's Mountain Dew, it's a little different maybe, I don't know. But you have to have more. But if you have more, so even Mountain Dew is insignificant. V'yemein lo yoser, v'udochak al zehamach b'toch piv. So then you do the last option, the worst option. You don't want to waste it, you don't have more. You can't put it to the side of your mouth because it doesn't work. So you swallow it without a bracha. In this case, the best thing to do is to spit it out and make a bracha. You can't do that if it gets nimas or spoiled or ruined or lost. So the next best option is to put it to the side of your mouth and make a bracha with something in your mouth. And if you can't do that, then you do the third option, which is to swallow it. You're not mechuyev to spit it out and to lose it. Now, by mashkin, you would spit it out and lose it. But if you don't have other mashkin, so it becomes significant, so then you swallow it. Im yesh lo od mashkin yiflot eilu le'ibud. V'imein lo yosef u'dochak al zeh amach b'toch piv. So swallow it without a bracha, and you make the bracha rishona after you swallow it. That's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. The Mishnah Berurah says no bracha rishona is made. Now the Bir Halacha then says, he said you make a bracha rishona after you swallow it. So he says chiz is going to be the fifth domek satzol b'lasiyoso. Okay, have a bracha achrona lo yivorech, but you don't make a bracha achrona because you made the bracha rishona. Mishnah Berurah says you don't make a bracha rishona. He says you make a bracha achrona. Achim u'yayim v'shos ha'raviyas, yivarech gam kein bracha achrona. Because, why? because it's wine. Wine, some say, is the araisa to make a bracha achrona. So you do. You make a bracha rishona according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the bracha achrona together. I mean, one after another. So it's a good riddle if you're asking riddles. Sifil Aleph, for Yilfonov Shnei Midim Shebrachosayan Shavos. You're going Egos Vitapuach. They're both Barbara 8, in case you're wondering. Shiyokal Vorach Alecha Lithagam Hashemi. Chai of Lassos Kane. This is classic Bracha Sheinu Tzricha if you don't have in mind. Vosaloi Lavorach Alecha Bekavana Shaloi Lifter Hashemi Kede Lavorach Kam Olav of Theatzmo. This is classic Mishum Dosso Ligger and Bracha Sheinu Tzricha. Okay, so now what? Now there's a list of priorities. So hello? Yeah, actually I'm in the middle of a shiur. L'chairiya. I don't remember, I have to check my calendar, but l'chairiya. Okay. Okay. That's, you know, there's all different, I don't know, we're going to have to go into it. There's Zion Minim, there's Chaviv, there's all different. I think Yosef Choshev doesn't really say anything yet. It just says that there are priorities. Priority might be Zion Minim, it might be Chaviv, it might be Sholem. You got to play around. Sometimes it's quite complicated. What? Shalim means a whole apple as opposed to a slice of an apple. It's a chashivas to have a shalim. Zayin Minim is obviously a shalim. Chaviv is a chashivas also. V'nifter hasheni, avagav shlo hoysa kavona lefotro. If they're both in front of you, we're talking about. We're going to learn later if it wasn't in front of you, if you planned on eating it, if you were a guest, if your wife's serving you, if you didn't have anything special in mind. Here, when he says for Dover Poshut, Aval Bishlohoysa Kavanosa Lepotro, he means they're both in front of you, he's talking about. Aval Mbirich Alzesh Eino Choshuv, if you violated Hilchus priorities, Eino Nifter HaChoshuv, even if it's sitting in front of you, it's not exempt unless you had specifically in mind. Alam Ken Hoysudat Lepotro. Aval, the kids of Shulchan Aruch holds. In Birich Bustam, Tzorach Lachzal Lavarich Ala Choshev, Deina Bedin Shivta Shein Choshev Lachoshev, Derech Groro. There's no machlaikas in this. If you don't specifically have in mind, and you make the bracha, you violate the halacha, and you make the bracha on the lesser one. Now, it could be it's almost a could be that can't happen. I'm just thinking it could be when we learned the halachas, because presumably the reason he would have made the bracha on the other one is because he likes it better. So it's like chaviv, so there's some shittas that chaviv comes first no matter what. So I don't know, like. The scenario of this happening might be, I get to think of a case.
Maybe but he likes the other one and wants to save it.
Okay.
We're trying to make a scenario. So.
But it's a mechudesh tikka din, but apparently no one argues that if you violate the din of making the bracha on the more significant one, and again, we didn't learn yet the criterion for significance. There's a lot of possible criteria. But for now, he's just saying the general rule. You make the bracha on the more chashuv. If you make the bracha on the less chashuv, then even if they're both in front of you, if you did not have in mind specifically the pot of the other one. You just do it bestom, but it's in front of you. So that's Zainu Bedin, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch's lashon is, that the not so chashuv will pata the more chashuv, what he calls derech grora, in a casual way, without specifically having in mind. So it's like a not. But of course, I don't know if it's of course, but if you had in mind specifically that less chashuv should pata more chashuv, then it does, if you have in mind specifically.
When you say stam, you make a bracha, you say, I don't know specifically what this should cover, everything that I'm going to eat.
That's not called stam. That's called specifically had in mind.
What are you saying?
What?
I just went to wish you a muzzle to have Johnny Greenfield.
I have to. It will either be brought back to the rope or we put it in the mailbox.
I want to take my thing. I don't want to have to go to the mailbox tonight to get my suitcase.
So what is the rope?
Go get it now. I'm leaving 10 o'clock. Let me go get it now.
Is it obviously they're going to be giving the tiny shoe or there? So I'll bring it here if I'm done before 10.
Okay, that's great.
Can I have the rope's key? Here's the one that I'm giving you. Oh, I'm taking this one.
I'm taking number two now.
So then I should put it back in the mailbox, unless I'm done before 10.
Yeah, if you're done before 10, bring it in.